Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's a Friday morning, everybody. Phone number is 312-981-7200. And call us up now or text us because we've got Brian Crachley in studio with us from the School of Metaphysics, and he's a dream expert. And he will analyze your dreams if you want to call in right now. 312-981-7200. The School of Metaphysics National Dream Hotline and Dream Awareness Weekend begins later today, Friday, 6 o'clock, and runs through midnight on Sunday, 24/7. We'll give you all the phone numbers, and we'll get all the details and more as we welcome Brian to the show. Brian, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it. So tell me, first of all, tell me about the School of Metaphysics.
We help people use their minds more productively to be happier, healthier, and more successful. So you've probably heard that, we only use like, you know, 5%, 5 or 10% of our,
that's what I've heard of, our brain. Yeah. Yes.
What if we could use 20%, 25%? So that's kind of what we're looking for. So we teach people how to listen better, how to focus their attention, how to concentrate. And it makes a lot of difference in your life.
Now, it's not just dreams. You guys do much more than that at the school.
Right.
Tell
right.
me about it.
Well, we help people use their conscious mind more productively with specific things like I just mentioned. You know, practical skills like concentration, memory, listening, attention. We also help people tap into the wisdom of their subconscious mind. And we do that through dream interpretation, meditation, and developing your intuition. That little voice that you hear,
yeah,
you can actually cultivate that. And
you can
use that. Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, so are there different classes that people can take in terms of like specific studies?
Well, we do have a variety of different things that we offer. The main thing we offer, though, is the course in metaphysics. And the first cycle course teaches you about your conscious mind and how to use that more productively.
Wow. Okay. By the way, the school of the Chicago School of Metaphysics is a walking distance from my apartment.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
It's like right on Irving Park.
Yeah.
Which is very cool. So, how many of them? There's one in Palatine. There's one in Bolingbrook.
Uh huh. We've got three here in this area. We have 16 total around the Midwest, kind of stretching from Dallas up to Des Moines, over to Cincinnati. Kind of a big circle. 16 locations in 9 states, and our headquarters is in central Missouri.
Okay. How did it all start?
In the 60s. A lot of things started in the 60s.
Especially if it involves metaphysics. It had to start in the 60s, right?
In the 60s, there was a group of people that was very interested in Edgar Cayce, C-A-Y-C-E, who was kind of known as the sleeping prophet or the American prophet. They were interested in meditation. They were interested in metaphysics. A lot of things like that, dreams. And they started getting together, kind of hanging out. And after a while, they realized they needed, you know, they had some people that were like, you know, masters and some people that were beginners. And they said, we need to start a program. We need some structure to be able to, you know, to learn and grow together. And that's how the School of Metaphysics was founded. It's now been over 40 years.
40 years. And it started in Missouri.
It actually started in Springfield, Missouri, which is the belt buckle of the Bible Belt. I mean, it is just really interesting.
And now, when did you get involved?
I came to a free movie night about 8 years ago in Springfield, Missouri, and signed up for classes and just never looked back.
Free movie? What did they show?
The movie that time was The Secret, which had just, that book had just come out.
Oh,
on Oprah.
Sure. Yeah,
and
yeah,
it was
yeah.
a big, big thing. The movie was great. The discussion was much better. And I realized that I had set the intention that I wanted to find a group of positive thinking people. And when I wandered in that night for the movie night, I realized that this was a group of people I wanted to hang with.
That's great. All right, listen, we're going to talk more, and we can open up the phone lines here if you have a dream that you want to have interpreted, you know, or analyzed. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We'll give you all the phone numbers for this weekend. It is the National Dream Hotline Dream Awareness Weekend. Begins later tonight, 6 o'clock tonight, and it continues through Sunday. Brian, hang on, okay? We're going to take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk more. 312-981-7200. The Dream Hotline will be happening starting tonight. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate studio. Hi, everybody. Friday morning.
Fly Jams Friday coming up.
But right now, I have Brian Crachley in studio with me from the School of Metaphysics. And it is the School of Metaphysics National Dream Hotline and Dream Awareness Weekend. It starts this evening at 6, goes all the way through Sunday at midnight, and 24 hours a day, you can call in and ask about dreams. If you wake up in the middle of the night, does that happen a lot? Do people like wake up in the middle of the night and said, I just woke up from this dream. What's going on?
Yeah, yeah. Especially if they have a nightmare.
Yeah.
You know, because you got to know. It's like, yeah. What the heck just happened, you know?
So if you want to jot these numbers down, let me just throw some of these numbers out. For Chicago, 773-427-0155. That's Chicago, 773-427-0155. For Palatine, 847-991-0140, 847-991-0140. For Bolingbrook, the location, 630-739-1329, 630-739-1329. And then for Nationwide, 417-345-8411. That's Nationwide. Jot that one down, too. 417-345-8411. It all begins tonight at 6 p.m., goes all the way through Sunday, whenever you need to call in with a dream analysis. Just do it. Brian, I do have some recurring dreams. The one that I have the most that I've had for many years is my teeth falling out, and I know that I think that's a common one, either crumbling or falling out. And I've heard different interpretations of it, but it's been a pretty common dream that I've had for many years. Now you've heard this. Have you heard this before?
Oh yeah, this is probably one of the top 10.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's it is very, very common.
And what does it mean?
Well, let's back up just a bit. Food in a dream represents knowledge, and so your teeth are used to, you know, chew the food. It's the beginning of the digestion process. So
right.
It's the way that we assimilate the knowledge. So it's a way, it's recognizing a way, and your dreams are describing things that occur the day before typically.
Is that okay?
It's reflecting your experiences of the day. And so it's a way that the day before there was a problem that you were having assimilating the knowledge that you were receiving.
Okay. Well, that's not hard to believe, knowing me.
Well, there's if you think about it, there's learning opportunities all the time,
mm-hmm.
and you know, we for various reasons we're either distracted or sometimes we just shut down. You know, we have reactions.
Do you give advice to people on how they can focus more? Are there certain things that people can do where you can focus more?
Yes, we teach that in our classes, our weekly classes. It starts with attention, focusing your attention, and we have specific exercises. You can actually practice by just – you could look at anything. You could look at the end of your finger for 5 or 10 minutes. You could, you know, look at a pencil or a pen. You could just look at a tree. Anything you can do to just focus your mind on something, and your mind – is a like a muscle, and mm-hmm. you work it, you build it.
Okay. By the way, the website for those who are interested, are there open classes? Can people?
We start classes every month in all of our locations around the country.
At the beginning of each month.
At different times.
Oh, different times.
At different times.
Okay.
We teach Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So one night a week. So you might have a class on a Monday or a Wednesday. It starts at 7:30, goes to 10:30. Our first cycle lasts about a year.
Okay.
For that.
All right. SOM.org. SOM.org. Mm-hmm. www.som.org for all the stuff. Here's a text from the 312 area code describing a dream. I've had the same dream. It started as a young age and continued through high school. I'd forget my homework. Then I'd forget all my stuff that I was supposed to bring, pencils, books, gym uniform. Eventually, I'd forget where the classrooms were and the school, and then I can't remember the people that I'm supposed to know. What is that? look like?
That is also one of probably the top 10 dreams, and it's kind of related to the teeth dream. So any place in your dream represents a frame of mind. So a school represents a frame of mind of learning. So if it was an old school that you went to, it would be an older frame of mind of learning, an older way that you used to learn things.
Okay.
And this is so common, you show up and there's a test and you're not ready for it. You forget your books. You forget your homework. You can't find the classroom. You know, you're running down the halls, kind of like me trying to find this studio tonight. All of a sudden I'm underground and my GPS stops working. I'm
right,
like, wait
yeah.
a minute. Hey.
yeah.
So what this dream is reflecting, again, very common, is that there was an opportunity for learning, and the dreamer during the day didn't get the most out of that opportunity.
Okay. Dan, that probably helps you out a little bit with your recurring dream.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like it.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk to Steve real quick here on WGN. Hi, Steve.
Hi. Ever since 1983, I've had a recurring dream. It's just occasional, but I'm flying down the road on my motorcycle, and I keep going up and down hills, and it's a straightaway. And then sooner or later, I get to hill where I'm constantly elevated, and I know that I'm not going to make it. And then I wake up, and I don't know how to pinpoint it, because in 1983, I loaned a friend of mine my motorcycle that he got killed on. So I don't know if it means I regret loaning it to him or knowing that he's in a better place.
That's interesting. There are circumstances surrounding certain, obviously, all dreams, right?
Well, there's a universality to the dream symbols. And we have another website called dreamschool.org where we literally get dreams from people all around the world. I've interpreted dreams from people from India, South Africa, Russia, I mean, just everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And universally, what a vehicle represents, a car or a motorcycle, represents our physical body or the way that we're moving through life. So what I see here is that the dreamer here is—he's moving through life in a pretty consistent way. The hills represent challenges. So there's a way he's making it through these challenges. He's, you know, going through life, and then there's a challenge that's bigger than the rest that he's having some difficulty with. So I think that's what this dream is reflecting.
Okay, it's about challenges, Steve.
Well, I've got plenty of them.
All right, thanks, Steve.
All right.
All right. 312-981-7200. Brian Crachley is with us from the School of Metaphysics. The National Dream Hotline and Dream Awareness Weekend begins this evening at 6, continues through Sunday. And I will repeat all the phone numbers. You can get all the information at SOM.org, by the way. Do you get are job anxiety dreams? Those are a popular thing. Like, for instance, I can tell you some of the recurring dreams that I have. There are times when the on-air light goes on and I can't talk. Like in my dreams, like an on-air light will go on and I can't talk. Or I'm in bed and I oversleep and I wake up and I turn the radio on and there's nothing on because I'm supposed to be there. Those kind of things. I mean, like job anxiety dreams. Or is that a popular?
Is there anything worse than dead air?
No, there's not. There's absolutely not. What's really funny about that dream, for me at least, is like I'm so narcissistic that in my dream I think that the radio station would shut down if I wasn't here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Anxiety dreams are very, very common, and you know it seems like society, the world around us, the pace just gets faster and faster, and the demands, you know, more and more. The pressure is really on, and so these types of dreams are very, very common. When we dream about a workplace, our workplace, we're dreaming about a productive frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the basis for this. And then, you know, from there, there's something that, you know, like I said, our dreams are reflecting back to us our experiences of the day so that we can kind of assimilate them and put them into place.
Yeah.
So there's probably was something the day before that kind of knocked you off that productivity.
Yeah. Okay. All right. 630 area code says, I'm constantly falling in dreams. That's a big one.
Yeah.
I never remember the details, but it jolts me awake. Now, see, that's another thing that, you know, I think everybody has had that experience where you fall in a dream and boom, and then it actually wakes you up. That's a common thing, right?
It's extremely common. And what's happening there, when we fall in a dream, we're actually falling through levels of subconscious mind back into the conscious mind. So literally the falling sensation is the returning back to the wakened state.
Ah.
And sometimes that can be pretty quick and pretty dramatic.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Here's Jim on WGN. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I'm very interested in this. About once a month, my dream starts, I'm naked in a room, but then I get my clothes on before anybody comes in. Nobody notices. And then I sort of, you know, that's sort of where the dream ends. It's a quick one.
Okay. So naked before someone comes in, gets dressed, then people come in.
We're getting all the most popular ones.
Oh, yeah, seriously?
Nudity is another one that's really big. Our clothes have to do with our outer expression, how we express ourselves to the world. And the nudity represents a level of honesty that we have. And sometimes we can feel that we're a little bit too honest.
Ah, okay. So you're being too honest, Jim.
Okay, I just thought I was getting caught in too many lies. So that's the opposite of what I would have guessed.
Well, it has to do with your feelings about that honesty.
Oh. All right, Jim. Yeah.
All right, gotcha.
All right, take care. By the way, the National Dream Hotline Dream Awareness Weekend begins later today, Friday, 6 o'clock, runs through Sunday. Very quickly, the number is 773-427-0155 for Chicago. For Palatine, 847-991-0140. Bolingbrook, 630-739-1329. And for Nationwide, 417-345-8411. 417-345-8411. Jot those numbers down. Keep them at your bedstand and your nightstand. And then, like, if you wake up from a dream, give them a call. It's 24/7. People will be manning the phones for 24/7.
Yep, we will be there.
Okay. All right, Brian, hang on, okay? Take a quick break, and we'll talk more. And if you got a dream you want to need some help with, it's 312-981-7200. Nick DiGilio here. Hi, everybody. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It's Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday coming up. All the other regular features as well. But right now, from the School of Metaphysics, we are talking with Brian Crachley. And the National Dream Hotline Dream Awareness Weekend begins later today at 6 o'clock, runs through Sunday, 24/7. You can call up and get your dreams analyzed. More information at SOM.org. SOM.org. Brian, welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got a couple more calls here. This is Joel on 720 WGN. Hey, Joel.
Hi.
Hi.
I've had this dream that my house is, like, filled with water, and I've been swimming in it like a fish, like, swimming into, like, each different, all the rooms and stuff. I'm just swimming. I don't drown or nothing.
That's interesting. Is that a common one as well?
Water? Yeah, it's recurring, like, I have it like maybe like once a month or maybe every other month.
Brian, is that have you heard this one before?
Oh yeah, yeah. Water represents our conscious life experiences, and as we were talking about a little bit earlier, it seems like the average person's experience is I got too much to do and not enough time. So flooding dreams are very, very common because that's reflecting a day where we were just kind of overwhelmed.
Yeah. It's a reality here on the 7th floor of the Trib building, by the way.
yeah.
So, all right, Joel, take care.
All right, thank you.
Yep, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is Nancy on WGN. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. I've got a couple of things. I've had three close friends, two men and a woman, and all three have said they felt in a nightmare that they were being held down in bed and they couldn't move, and it frightened all three of them. And it's never happened to me, but I just wondered what that meant for them, you know, that feeling of frightened. And these men are, you know, in their 70s and the woman's in her 40s, and all three described it similar about that.
Well, is being held down in bed and...
It's a very, very common thing. What happens at night when the conscious mind shuts down as we go to sleep, then the subconscious mind is active, and there's actually a way that the brain turns off the body so that you don't act out the dream, because that could be dangerous. There's actually a medical problem where people do act out their dreams. So this is so what happens is sometimes we return to the waking state or consciousness, and the brain kind of doesn't remember to turn the body back on, and so we're aware, but we don't have the ability to move, and it feels like we're being held down.
I've heard that before. Mm. I've actually heard that before. And all right, Nancy, what was the other one?
I had one other thing that. I had one time in my life, and it happened about 5 years ago. I'll never forget. I had a nightmare. I was laying in bed, sleeping, and it was a summer night. I had my window open, and I had this dream that some demon or Satan or, you know, some evil thing was coming in that window to get me. And I'll never forget, I woke up while I was screaming and thinking it was so real. Well, my son came in. He thought death warmed over. But, you know, I never had that feeling since or before where just I kept thinking something evil's coming through that window, you know, and I know nothing, you know.
Yeah. The nightmares are an interesting thing. Is there a reason why we have nightmares?
All of our dreams are messages from our subconscious mind trying to help us, guide us, give us some advice. And sometimes a recurring dream is kind of that same advice over and over again, you mm-hmm. know, because we have these reoccurring patterns in our lives. There's themes to our dreams. And a nightmare is the subconscious mind's way of really getting your attention. You know, you wake up and you remember these dreams.
Yeah.
So this one is probably all the people in your dream are aspects of yourself. So there was something that was occurring where there was a part of yourself that you were probably in conflict with at that point.
Okay. All right. I had a traumatic thing happen to me when I was a kid. My mother and I was about 5 years old. My mother and I were home in the middle of the afternoon, and someone was breaking in our back door. And I saw this, and since then I've had I have home invasion phobia, so any movie that involves like home invasion completely freaks me out. And then I've had recurring dreams about home invasion. Do occurrences that happen in real life, they do trigger these kinds of dreams?
Your dreams reflect your state of mind from the day before. So what your subconscious mind is going to use. Things that are familiar to your conscious mind to communicate. So it will anything that is in your memory bank that would represent what your subconscious mind is trying to communicate to you is going to be what it uses.
Mm.
So there's again the house is going to represent your frame of mind. So there was something that was. You know, and we in an average day, we go through a various, you know, we may wake up in a great mood and then something happens and we, you know, get angry, depressed. You know, we may go through several frames of mind. So this was probably a way that you were feeling sort of something outside of yourself was stimulating you to change your frame of mind that you weren't really in agreement with.
Okay. Wow, that's interesting. Okay, can you stick around for a little bit after 3 o'clock?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Dan, we're going to have him hang out for a little bit after 3. Is that cool? All right, good. We've got some texts coming in. We got phone calls coming in, 312-981-7200. Before we break here, 773 area code has an interesting question here that they texted in. Can your guest explain the concept of lucid dreaming or how I can do it?
What lucid dreaming is, for those people that don't know, is when you wake up in the dream and you know that you're dreaming. So the most recent lucid dream I had, I got a job at this place, and I was working there in a room. It was a crowded room. I was a salesperson, and all of a sudden I realized that I was naked. And I turned to the manager, and I said, "I'm naked. This must be a dream." And he said, "Yes, you're dreaming." So this is when, and it happens in various ways. You might see, you know, a blue kangaroo hop across the road, and that might be the stimulus for you to realize, I'm dreaming. This is a dream. This isn't real.
So within the dream, you know you're dreaming.
Right, right.
Oh, okay.
And then it gets very interesting from there. Some people say, I'm going to fly, and they fly, or they do whatever they want.
Yeah. I'm in a dream, so I'm going to do whatever I want to do.
Right.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know what? We have to break here for news, but when we come back, I want to ask you, because of what you do and over the past 8 years that you've been a part of this, really quickly, has it changed your dreams? Have you altered the way that you dream?
Very much so. I gave a presentation in Berkeley, California last year for the International Association for the Study of Dreams that was all about how my dreams changed over the first two-year period as a student at the School of Metaphysics, because it's a reflection of who you are. It's a reflection of what's happening in your mind. So as I changed, all these amazing things happened in my waking life, and they were reflected in my dream life.
Wow. It's amazing. Okay, we're going to talk more here with a few more minutes. We've got Brian Crachley is with us, and the National Dream Hotline is going to be open all weekend long, starting this evening at 6, going all the way through Sunday. We'll give you the phone numbers again in a couple of seconds. Check out SOM.org. More coming up after the news, which is next here on 720 WGN. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. We're going to be hanging out just for a few more minutes with Brian Crachley from the School of Metaphysics. National Dream Hotline begins Friday at tonight at 6 p.m. goes through Sunday 24/7. If you have a dream that you want analyzed, you can call the hotline numbers. For the nationwide one, it's 417-345-8411, 417-345-8411. And you can also get more information at SOM.org. Okay. Welcome back, Brian.
Thank you.
Thanks for staying with us. Let's see. Here is Vito on WGN. Hi, Vito.
Hi. How you doing?
All right.
I have these dreams where I'm consistently in, like, a red car, specifically, like, a red Trans Am or a red car, and the car breaks down. And these are things that I'm like, you know, why is this happening?
Now, you mentioned earlier what vehicles represent in dreams.
Right, yeah. I was wondering, what is the representation of a red car, or why is the car breaking down?
Okay.
Yeah, as we talked about earlier, vehicles represent your physical body. So the color red is going to bring your attention to that. So automatically, the dream is saying, hey, pay attention to your body. And then you give the next part, it's breaking down. So this is a health-related dream. So I would,
really?
I would say, you know, kind of do a, you know, a little evaluation and see, maybe, you know, maybe you've been knowing that you need to exercise a little bit, like that's where I'm at in my life.
I'm actually, like, very into fitness.
Uh-huh, okay. So
yeah.
I would pay attention to what's happening with your body, and that's what the dream's telling you.
Okay. All right, Vito.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's see. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie and that I was the star. It really blew my mind, as I'm not an actor. That's also the lyrics of a song by War. Called Spill the Wine. I don't know if that was a joke or if somebody was actually sending that in.
Well, there's a lot music and art a lot of times comes from subconscious mind, comes from, you know, these ideas that we get. In this particular dream, movies, television represent imagination,
mm-hmm.
because it's not real. So there's a way that this dreamer was imagining themselves in a way that that they would like to be.
Okay. Here's an interesting text, 847 area code. What did your guests think of the movie Inception?
Awesome. Awesome movie. We are actually, the Palatine branch is going to be showing that Saturday night at 7:30.
Is that
so
right?
If you want to come check it out. It's a great movie. It brings up a lot of things. It's very fast-paced. It's exciting. There's actually some inner secrets for thought projection in that movie. That that as you go through studying metaphysics at a deeper level, there's some things in that movie that are pretty deep.
You know, it's one of my favorite. I love that movie. Mm-hmm. I love Inception. I just think it's phenomenal. But one of my favorite little details, like a really subtle detail in the movie, is that when they all go under, the driver of the van clearly had to pee before he went to sleep, and then in the dream it's pouring down rain. I just thought that was this great detail.
Yeah, I didn't catch that. That's good.
Yeah. Okay, here is Dave on WGN. Hey, Dave.
Good morning. The dream that I have is that I'm ungodly wealthy, and I see my mansion, but I'm walking in the basement, and I can't touch nothing, and this house just goes on and on and on, and it's the weirdest thing. And then I wake up, and I don't know what that is. I mean, it's just bizarre, and especially being in the basement of the house instead of being upstairs, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a house, you know, another dream that involves a house.
Right, right. Houses represent frame of mind. And when you look at the levels in a house, the basement represents a certain degree of unconsciousness. And then as we move up to the higher levels in the house, we move up to higher levels within our mind. So recognizing that you're wealthy and that there's a mansion is you're somehow seeing your value, that that you've got a lot of good stuff that you're recognizing about yourself.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. All right, Dave, thanks for the call. Let's see. Steve says, does it mean anything that I never have recurring dreams? Are there several people out there that don't have the recurring dreams, or at least don't remember the recurring dreams?
Well, a recurring dream is the same message over and over again. So ideally, if we never had a recurring dream, that would mean that we were learning and growing and changing. I read something one time that said, if we only made a mistake once through our lives, how amazing it would be, because we have a tendency to repeat the mistakes.
Sure.
So that's kind of related. If we're always changing, our dreams are always changing.
Okay. All right. 309 area code says, whenever I'm sick and I have a fever, I always have the weirdest and oddest dreams. Why is that?
That is kind of interesting. A lot of people have noticed that. I think it just has something to do with maybe the brain not being, you know, quite right. You know, if we're feverish, anytime our health is kind of thrown off, it throws a lot of things off. So.
Okay. All right, and here's Richard on WGN. Hi, Richard.
Hello, Nick. How are you?
All right.
Yeah, I got a question for Brian. My wife, a couple of times a month, will wake me up in fear, screaming, saying there's a monster coming after her. And I'll ask her the next morning, and she can't remember. Is there a meaning to this? I'll hang up and listen to your response.
Okay, thanks.
Well, like we were talking about earlier, life seems to be a little overwhelming for a lot of people. And so the monster would represent something in usually the day before that's the dreamer is trying to get away from, trying to avoid. It could be, you know, kind of a worst case scenario kind of thing that is triggering this type of a nightmare.
Mm. 773 area code says that there was a period of time when I would dream that the sky was filled with tornadoes and I was trying to get people to safety. What are those kind of dreams?
Tornadoes are very, very common. The wind represents our thoughts. And so a tornado is those thoughts spinning around. So this is kind of related to anxiety sometimes, where we get in our head and we get all worked up about something. That's going to trigger a tornado dream.
Okay. All right. And then here's Ruth on WGN. Hi, Ruth.
Hi. I have two things. One is an interpretation from your guest for a dream that Abraham Lincoln had that was documented. But I want to make a comment for Nancy. Keep the window closed put a St. Michael the Archangel medal or statue on the window, and also do it should she be in another location with a window. In particular, that traveling St. Raphael, the Archangel's in charge of travelers, should she not be in the particular location of the window where that dream happened, but also to make sure that in a new circumstances, she has those two protective forces there to close that entry of whatever it is. She has been given a divine intervention about something coming in the future, and so those things will protect her, and I put a prayer in for her, too. Now, the Abraham Lincoln dream, this is documented that prior to his death, he moved from room to room in the White House and felt an enormous amount of grief and could not understand why that feeling of grief was in each room. He approached a casket, and a guard was alongside the casket, and he said, well, what is going on here? What happened? And the guard said, the president has passed away. Now, he was given an in-depth warning of the preceding incident that was going to happen at the Ford Theater. So I'm wondering why, when a person is given that knowledge, why do they not adhere to it and avoid what would be pending?
All right. So like a dream would sort of maybe predict something in the future.
Yeah, it's really pretty common that we have precognitive dreams. So this is a famous example. Like she said, this is documented that he had this dream.
Yeah.
Caesar also dreamt that he was going to be actually his wife dreamt that he was going to be murdered. When I reviewed my dreams over a 2-year period, I realized how many precognitive dreams I had that I never really realized. I had 3 dreams about moving to Illinois before I ever thought I was ever going to move to Illinois.
That's fascinating.
And in one dream, I saw the skyline of Chicago.
Wow. Brian, it's been really fascinating having you on. And the National Dream Hotline begins this evening at 6 o'clock, continues 24/7 through Sunday. I'll throw out the phone numbers again as the morning proceeds, but the nationwide phone number is 417-345-8411. You can get more information at som.org. Brian, really, really nice to meet you, and thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you.